HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hi guys, I'm Prasun. And I'm back with another episode of
Tech Cetera, a podcast
where we talk about everything technology. And this is the one where we take a hot topic
in the industry
and clear all misconceptions around it.
If I asked you what's your favorite way to get on a video call, your answer would probably be WhatsApp, FaceTime, maybe Google Duo, and of course, Zoom. But did you know there are many Indian companies that are looking to capitalize on this boom right now? I spoke to some of these over the past week. And of course, these companies have been spurred by the government's announcement of a 1 crore rupee challenge for building an indigenous solution to video conferencing. But they actually existed much before the government decided to do anything about them. We just didn't know about them. There's an app called Say Namaste. You've probably heard of them because fake news reports recently suggested that they're going to be the official platform for the government of India. Say Namaste can currently be accessed through their website, which is saynamaste.in, but they're building apps for Android and iOS as well. So Anuj Garg, who's the founder of the company that built Say Namaste, he said that this was something they used to use for their internal messaging for a long, long time now. During the pandemic, they just decided to make it public, and Anuj sort of posted a link on Facebook, and the next morning the thing just went viral and he realized that there's huge business potential here. There's another one called Cattle Call, which you can't really access at the moment, but its maker Sudhir Naidu also told me that he plans to bring it to the consumer space as well. Cattle Call used to be a module in Troop Messenger, which is a Slack-like alternative for internal business communications. Troop Messenger is actually used by the Ministry of Defense in Netherlands right now for all their internal communication. So Naidu said that they built the Cattle Call module earlier this year, but now since the government has announced this, they decided to make it a whole separate product. Now, both Say Namaste and Cattle Call plan to go into freemium models in future, which means that you will get some of their services free and then have to pay for other things if you want them. But at the moment, they seem to be free. Inscripts, the company that made Say Namaste, is known for services like Comet Chat and Spark Chat. You actually may have heard of these names. And both these companies also want to get the platforms onto business users. So the small businesses in India, which present huge potential, but may not be something that a Google, Apple, Microsoft will go after, that's where these guys see business. They're all focused right now on building a product that gives consumers what they need, but maybe not some of the value-added features or some of the more advanced features. Not that they won't build it in future, but at the moment, that's not their focus. Also, their competition is not just from foreign companies. Reliance Jio announced in its financial results this week that they will be bringing the JioMeet app out of beta. That service already allows 100 participants at a time. There's also Flock, which is a very established Slack-like platform which works for businesses, and it's based in India. So yes, there are quite a few Indian companies that are working on this space of, you know, collaborative business or video conferencing or video chat. Maybe you should give them a try once.
So that's it for this week. What did you guys think of this episode? Is there something you guys would really want me to cover? Write to me. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. Or you could just write to podcasts@hindustantimes.com.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.